Start again from the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chof Hamad Aleph. Then we'll get into the sugya. Rab Shimon ben Anas Omer Persin Eir Shal Gdi Al Gabi Sheida Teva Migdol Sheochas Behen Esau Ibnei Shehu Mecharech. That if a Sheida Teva Migdol started getting in flame, so one is permitted to spread out a Eir, a skin over it, a oyer lach, in order to prevent the fire from spreading. Because the oyer is mecharech, it does not burn. Svasemis asks a shayla, why weren't they goyze here, sheme yechabe? I mean, we find by all inyone hatzole, they were matter for Shabbos, they were matter shalosh sudos. So that was their matter. More than that, they weren't matter. Al Shema Yechabe. Here we have a box that is burning, and he's Peiris Hanoir. So why won't they goyzer here? So he wants to say it could be that this alone is a Shinui. That the oifen of preventing the fire through an oir is a Shinui, so this is sufficient. Ba'oisin Mechitze B'chol HaKeilim. A person is permitted to make a Mechitze, a barrier. B'chol ha-kelim bein b'leim, side full of water, bein reikonim, side empty, b'shvil shalai taber hadleike. Rab Yosi oiser b'kli cheres chadoshim, m'leim maim, l'fi she'ein yecheilum l'kabel esu'ul, v'hein misbakin u'mechabin es hadleike. Kli cheres chadoshim will, if the fire will reach them, l'maise, they'll split, and that will bring about that the fire will get extinguished. So we'll see in the sugya Rabbi Yosi Aser's Gram Kibui. Zokte Gemore, Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Talis she'ochas bo ho'ul mitzad echot, noisne naleo mayim mitzad acher. If the talis is started to burn, so he's permitted to put water on the other side, and the in kovso, and if lemaise it will be kovso, so it is muta. Meisvei talis sheocha, so he is doing a pu'ule that will be goyrim kibui. Meisvei, we learned in Abaraise, talis sheochas bohu mitzad echod, Poishto umiskasebo, vimkovso kovso, vachin seifer teure sheochas bohu, poishtoi vikoireboi, vimkovo kovo. Now let us understand what the lomdus of this heter is. Like it's very interesting, seifer teure sheochas bohu, poishtoi vikoireboi. What kriya is he going to lay over there? He says, I mean, what's the meaning of being koire to say a capital tillim? So the Chodesh Aviv says, Pshat, Bemison, there's a Bach and a Taz, that this heter of Talish She'ochas Bohu'ur, Sefer Torah She'ochas Bohu'ur, in the Chalik that's burning, he can do nothing with that Chalik. The Chodesh Yeran says this, Lo'y Ovid Midi L'mokim She'ho'ur Boy. That's burning. He can't do anything with that. What is he accomplishing? He's accomplishing as follows. The Taz says, Ki ayidei chibur shel hatalis, nitoisif hadleike. That means if the talis is folded up and it started to burn, and the fuel is mamish right in front of the fire, so the fire will get bigger. Uchshemefazer hachibur, by spreading it out, lo yiyah hoisofe. Vahosh zochel bigmar poishtei mechase, not the Indian of the kisui is he's going to put it around himself to smother the flames. So what is pshat in the Lashon? So the Chodesh Aviv says poishtei kederech shehu miskase boy. It's the only thing he is doing. He's spreading it out, and hopefully the fire won't spread. if it's concentrated, the talis and the sefer Torah, so then the tzricha going to spread. If it's going to be spread out, hopefully this chelik will burn and it won't spread further. But it seems that that is all what one is permitted to do. One is permitted to prevent the spreading of the fire. But to do a pu'ula, to bring about the kibuy of the fire, does nisht. Ve'im kava kava. If it will become niskab, it will become niskab. But that is all he's permitted to do. And Rav Yehuda Marav said, one is permitted to put mayim on the other side, so that lochayre is a pula bekum vasei to enhance kibuy. We see that that is not permissible. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, who da oma ke Rav Shimon ben Anis? Rav Yehuda Marav holds like Rav Shimon ben Anis. So Rashi says, the shari likuve d'leika ba'er gdi. He's not the psozoi just taking away the fuel. He's doing a pu'ule likuve d'leika. He's putting something there that does not burn, so that is stopping the hiluch of the eish. So the Gemara says, Afilu Rav Shimon ben Anis. Hey, Mado Amar Rav Shimon ben Anis, Mipnei Shehu Mecharech. Gram Kibui Mi Oma, but Gram Kibui, he wasn't matter. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Gram Kibui Ki Hai Gavne, Kimagia Lemayim Hu Kovo. This is only Pshat. This is Pshat over here. By the oil, he's putting it there that it shouldn't get further. But here he's doing something that he's been mechabed the age. Gram kibui miyoma. So the Gemara says yes. According to Rav Shimon ben Anis, gram kibui is also muta. Midiktoni sefer, because it says in the sefer, Rabbi Yosi oiser b'kli cheres chadoshim b'leim mayim she'einam yecholim lekabel esaul. That Rabbi Yosi says that he asks kli cheres chadoshim b'leim mayim she'einam yecholim lekabel esaul v'heim isbakin u'mechaben esadleike mechlal de tanikam eshori. According to the tanikam, it's mutter. So you see, the tanikam holds that gam kibui is mutter, so memele, so Rab Yehuda Marav holds like the Tanakam. Let us see Rashi. Gram kibui, ki hai gavnik shemagi alamayim ukov. Mi oma, duma odik toni masnisen voise mechitze bechol keilim, lam bechadoshim amizbakim koma. Maybe he's not talking about Caleb Amizbakim. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, yeah, from the Sefer, from Rabbi Yosi, you see that Rabbi Yosi asked Caleb Chadoshim, and the Tanakam is Mata. Gram Kibui Miyoma, the Intaima, Oktoni Masnissen, Bain Malayim, Bain Reikonim. The Mishnah says that what? That Malayim is also Mutter, Umayre Vuse Ike Tveibe Malayim in the Reikonim. Ilav the Mayri Bedalkon Lishtaba. So from the, not from Rabbi Yosi it's Mucha. From the Reishi Gufe it's Mucha that the Tanakamos Gram Kibi is Mutter. Yeshleime the Salke Deitach the Mayri Bekelim Shein Dalkon Lishtaba. Kamash Malon the Guloi Gazrin and Otto Kalim Shadal Kam Lishtaba. That is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Could be he also is Gram Kibui is also. But he's telling us that by Kalim Yeshonim, they want Geyser Kalim Yeshonim Otto Kalim Chadosh. The Rishonim stellen sich an the Hashmotes Horif. He says, according to the Asugye, it comes out, we have a memra of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. And Rabbi Yehuda Marav is, the Gemara says, even though the Beraisa says, Tala Shachas Bohu'ul, the only Eitzah, the Tana, the Beraisa, it was Poishto, but Rabbi Yehuda Marav, paskins like Rabbi Shimon ben Anis, that Gram Kibui is Mutter. the Rif does not bring down the memra of Rabbi Yehuda Marab, and the Rif brings down the Baraisa. Talish Shachas Ba'u Mitzadechot Poishta. So the Ramban explains the Shittas Rif, that the Rif held that there's a chilek between Gram Kibui and Mekarif Kibui. And he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that there's a chilek between Mechitze Shel Mayim and a Mechitze Shel Kalim. A Mechitze Shel Kalim, that is the Tzir of our Mishneh, that's called Gram Kibui. Gram Kibui is Mutter. A Mechitze Shel Mayim, that means Lu Yitzuya, the Mechitze Shel Mayim, the Tzir of a Mechitze Shel Mayim is the case of Yudah Marab, that he saturates the talus, he makes it wet, that's a Mechitze Shel Mayim. That is considered Mekarev Kibui, and Mekarev Kibui is Osa. The Rishonim really bring a raya to such a chilek between Gram Kibui and Mekarev Kibui from the Gemara and Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis is mavua that a person is not allowed to put down in Shabbos a keli with water in it to be mekabel nitzoitzes. That means if there's a ner that is burning and sparks are jumping out of the ner, he's afraid there might be a sreifa, so he puts down a keli with water to be mekabel the nitzaitzis, that the nitzaitzis should become the skabal yedei amai. So that the Gemara calls mekarev kibui, and mekarev kibui is worse than gram kibui. So therefore, the Ramban wants to say that the Rif held lahaloche, that even though our Gemara, there's a whole sugya daf mem zayin amid beis, if we are mechale between mekarev kibui and gram kibui, and the Rif held lahaloche that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Rabbi Yehuda Marav is in the case of mekarev kibui, and mekarev kibui is osa, dafke gram kibui is mutter. Exactly. What the chilek is between Gram Kibui and Mekarev Kibui, so the Rishonim here seem to say that Mekarev Kibui means it will Vadai become Nischabe. So that's a Vadai Kibui. In here, it is not Zicher if it will become Nischabe. So that is called Gram Kibui. I'm doing a Pu'ule, that it might come out, it might bring about a kibui. It's not mucha that it should be a kibui. So, and the Rif held that if he pours water on it, that falls into the category of mikarev kibui. The Ramban holds laloch and not like the Rif, that here it's also a suffix if it will be niskabe, and he brings a raya from the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Rabbi Yehuda Marav said, Ve'im kavsa, kavsa. Vaistachois, here it's also not a dova borur that it will be niskabe. So therefore, the chilkim and the Rif hold that this also falls into the category of gram kibui and not mekarev kibui. Zokte gemore weiter. Tonu rabon. Ne'er sha'al gabei tavla. If a person put a ner is a receptacle that's holding oil, a wick, and we'll see Rashi says, ner doilik. So it's burning also. So we have all these three ingredients. The receptacle has oil and the wick and it's burning. Shal gabi tablet, and there's on top of a tablet is a type of a tray, and he wants to use the tray, and the ner is on top of the tray. Menayer es a tablet, so he can be menayer the tablet, vehine feles, and the ner will fall. So he did accomplish two things. He got rid of the ner, it's not on the tablet anymore. That's one thing he accomplished, and then we see him kovsa kovsa, there's another shiloh over here, by being menayer the tablet, and by being menayer the tablet, the ner is falling, there's a shiloh of kibui. So it says, Vinkovsa Kovsa. Omri devei Rabbianai loishonu elo bishaychea. When is this permissible? There's a shayla l'cheira, the tavla became a bosis to the nair. So the tavla became a bosis to the nair, so one is not permitted to be metaltal the tavla. How is he allowed to be menayer the nair? A bosis l'mukta is all the hilchis of the mukta alone. Is loishonu elo bishaychea. This Barais is speaking about that he was a sheicheyach, the ner on the tabla, so never became a bosses. Avol b'meiniach nase bosses l'dover ha'osa. But if he was meiniach the ner on the tabla, so then he becomes a bosses, so then ner will also be osa. Zot Rashi, elo b'shochach, the shokchoi mi ba'oid yoim al ha'tabla, Shaloi midas. The lashon of Rashi, the Davoini, is very unclear. What does Rashi mean? The shokchay mi ba'oid yoim, shaloi midas. What's that? Yeshecheyach shaloi midas. The lashon of the Ritva perhaps is a little clearer. The Ritva says, shaloi hunach shom lodas. That shecheyach means that the tchilas hanocha on the tabla was not put there to remain there, or that it should be a bosses. Das mishalei midas is a pirish of shokrei. Shokrei does not mean, because in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down this din, and then it's brought down if he put it down with intentions to take it off before Shabbos, and he forgot to take it off, that is also a din of shokach. But that is not the case of the Baraisa. Baraisa is the case of the Baraisa, the Tchilas Hanocha was Shaloi Midas. He had no intentions, Bechlal, of making this a bosses. Avo miniach, nasis tabla bosses ledova ha'osa, ba'osa letaltala kedei lenayro. Then it'll be yosa. Minayir es a tabla v'nefeles v'imkovsa kovsa. Let us see Taisus. Oy Mari, so the Ri has a problem over here. The Ri is a problem. How is he permitted to be Menaya the Ne'er? L'chayre, if it'll be Menaya the Ne'er, so the Shemin will spill out. So that be Yodayim is considered a Kibui HaNe'er. So Aymeri, the Mairi, the Leke Shemin B'Ne'er. It is speaking about, we have a saturated wick, that is burning, but there's no oil in the Ne'er. The Iike Shemin B'Ne'er, if there is Shemin B'Ne'er, Chayev. Sherei Shoifech Mimenu. Vahavek Mistapik Mimenu the Chayev Mishum Mechavek Yama B'Perik Beis Debey. The Gemara says in Perik Beis Debey, if a person will use some of the Shemin that is in the Ne'er that is burning, he's Chayev Alts Mechavek. So it seems by taking out the Shemin, he's Makeh. He makes dull the Oyer HaNer, or he's making this man hadlokiles by taking out the Shemen. So the Gemara says, Amistapik Menu is Chayiv, Mishum Mechabe. So by being Menayer, he's spilling out the Shemen. So he also, she's a Vaday Mechabe, so how is this permissible? So the Ri makes an akint that's speaking about the Leker Shemen B'Ner. Ubirishalmi mukilo bener shekova. The Yerushalmi says that this Barais is speaking about Bechlal, that it is not burning anymore. Vuleiktoni bahach Baraisa vimkovsa kovsa. And this Barais in the Yerushalmi Bechlal doesn't bring down the Sefer vimkovsa kovsa. This will have there are two Baraises together. So the next Barais, it says after the next Barais vimkovsa kovsa. So it's only going on the next Barais, not on this case. So what is the chiddush? If it's not burning, so what is the chiddush? So the chiddush is at the tiltul al yedei neil Rab Yehuda da osa tiltul b'ner shekoveh. So the ikar chiddush of the Braisa is telling us that even though there is a tiltul minatzad through the neil, he's being vinishvi, he's being metaltul the neil, and according to Rab Yehuda, a neil is mukze. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Ner is Mukta. He said, given this Katsoi Bein Ashmosha, since it was his Katsoi when he was Madlik the Ner, so then it was also to be Metaltal the Ner. So it's also already Kol HaShabbos. So the Chiddush is, even though the Ner is Mukta, and by the Nir HaTavle, and being Metaltal Min HaTzad the Ner, Afal Piken, this is Mutta. Inami, perhaps we can say that this Barais is going Afilul Rab Shimon. Afilul Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon holds that a Ner Shedolak in Shabbos is not Mukta after it burns out. So that is Dafke by a small Ner. But here it's speaking about the Ner Godol ki going Ka'ore va'ashoshis, the Moide Rab Shimon ki the Omar bepeirikira. The Gemara in Kira says, what is the Svara of Rab Shimon? That Rab Shimon holds that a Ner Shedolak, after it burns out, it is not Mukts anymore. So the Svara of Rab Shimon is, Sha'odam Yoshev Metzapeh, he never was Messiah Das from the Shimush of the snare. The snare is a receptacle. For all practical purposes, he can put mayonnaise in it after it burns out. No, pshat is, in the Tchilas Knesis HaShabbos, it was burning. But he's Yoshev Mitzapeh. He knows it won't burn forever. It's going to burn for 2 hours, and then Svetzachoy's burning, and then he has a Ner that he could use for other things. So he never was Messiah Das from the Shimush of this Ner. That is the Svar of Rab Shimon. But what if he has a 24-hour Yotzeit lump, and he was Madlikit before Shabbos? So then he's Messiah Das, because it's going to burn the whole Shabbos. So that's a ka'ore v'ashoshis, that's a 24-hour yoltzeit lom. So there, afilu according to Rab Shimon, this ner is mukta. Afilu was niskabe. So b'meila, the Yerushalmi could be going according to Rab Shimon also. And the chiddush is, even though the ner is mukta, but nir is mutter, tilpul min atzad is mukta, mutter, that's al yidei nir atav. Oy, Sheyesh Efer Vigacheles Elo Shekovo Ashel Heves. Now Taisus wants to say a third teretz. Taisus has a problem. The problem is that if it is burning, so how are you allowed to be Menaya the Ne'er? The spilling out of the Shemen is considered a kibbut. If it is not burning, so what do you do with the seif of the Baraisa in Kovsa Kovsa? That's the problem. So Taisus wants to say, it's a third teretz. What's the third teretz? Sheyesh Eifer V'gacheles. In the Ner, there is Eifer V'gacheles that is still glowing. Elo Shekova Hashal Heves. But the flame, Atzachoyski Eloshen. But there's still a Gacheles that is glowing in the Ner. And Taisus is Mechadish, that what the Gemara says in Beyer, Hamistapik min haner is chayv als mechabe, that is only if the shalheves is still burning. So minimizing the shemen, shafsa kibui and the shalheves. But if shalheves is not burning anymore, there's only a glowing wick that is still burning. So this wick is not affected at all by the miut hashemen. So memela, so it's very good. So that what the shemen spills out, there's no issa of mistapik min aneir. But the loshna b'raise, the imkovso, kovso is still good. Because it's possible that this kacheles, it is possible that this kacheles might become niskabe. Maybe it won't be niskabe. So Mamela, so that's the third Eitzah on the Kash. Layit Allah Ra, Tonet. We learned in Abaraise, Ner Sha'achire Hadeles, Paiseach V'noyel Kedalka. A Ner Sha'achire Hadeles. We'll see this Amachloikis HaRishonim, what Ner Sha'achire Hadeles means. Rashi seems to learn, Ner Sha'achire Yadelas does not mean that the Ner is attached to the back of the door. No, Ner Sha'achire Yadelas means that the Ner is behind the door. Paisayach V'noyel Kidarko. So he's allowed to open up the door. He's allowed to shut the door. Ve'im kavsa kavsa. And a nifil, by opening up the door, or by shutting the door, it'll come out that the ner became extinguished. Zeich nish gefelach. Now the Rivosh says Pshat and Rashi that the problem over here is the opening and shutting the door can create a wind, and this wind can be mechaba the ner, and that is the chiddush of the Baraisa. Paiseach, he's allowed to open the door. Vinoyel, he's allowed to shut the door. And the movement of the door, I'm not afraid that the movement of the door is considered like he's creating a wind, and that will be mechaba the ner. But v'im kovsa v'yoyo, nei nei, v'im kovsa kovsa. Is layit alorav. So layit alorav. So Rashi says, al kol hamirim kein. Someone will say such a psak that you're allowed to open and close the door, when behind the door, in the room, there's a ner that might be affected by the passage of air which occurs through the opening and closing of the door. How could you be mad to such a thing? Omale Rabina la Ravacha Bere de Rove, Vomri lo Ravacha Bere de Rove la Ravashi. My time layet alora. What's so wrong? Ilame Ravos Mekalo of a personal paskin like this. Because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a dover shayne miskaven is also the tanik toni lo ke Rab Shimon. And the Brais holds like Rab Shimon that a dover shayne miskaven is mutter. Is mishum the Rav sovo lo ke Rabbi Yehuda. Kolani ke Rab Shimon meilet layet lay. No, look good. Personally, you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But there are soivrim that hold like Rabbi Shimon. So the male, if someone holds like Rabbi Shimon, that a dover sheni miskaven is mutter, it's male, it's lay, it's lay. Omalei, boho, afilu Rabbi Shimon moide. He says, no, Rabbi Shimon is also moide. Dobaye verove, domri tavayu, moide Rabbi Shimon bepsikreishe beloyots. That here Rabbi Shimon is, Rabbi Shimon is made of psikreisha b'loyom. So since this is a psikreisha, so memela defar, Rav held that this is also. There are a few kashas that the Rishonim ask. One kasha the Rishonim ask, if the lomdus is that Rav holds that this is a psikreisha, according to the Oruch Shita is that a psikreisha, the loy nichalei, is mutter. So memele, so if a psikreisha, the loy nichalei, is mutter, so what's wrong? Why did Rav Asa? This is a kasha they ask on the Oruch. The Ritva wants to say, could be the Oruch learned that it is nichalei, it's not mechaven to be mechaber the ner, but could be he's sefriden with the kibbeh aner, he needs the psile, he needs the shemen, he's not been mechaber to do it, but lemaise, if it will be niskabe, it's nichele. That is how the Ritva answers the kasha, and others bring takaraya, not like the Oruf, from this gemara. Now the Marsho and the Ritva are moirer another shaila. He says, so what is pshat? Layet alo Rav. That Rav said that tzicha cannot be mutter because it is a psikreisha. So what is taki pshat in the bereise? It's not to say the bereise is a mishabeshte taki. This is taki fagreis the bereise. It can't be. The Marsho says, do lo have a psikreisha kol kach. It's not the pstakufa is debatable. Is it a psikreisha? Is it not a psikreisha? The movements of the door, is it taka a psikreisha? That kufa was what that the machloike is rav and the bereise. The bereise held, they have a psikreisha kolkach. It doesn't fall into the category of a psikreisha. And rav held, it is a psikreisha. He says, then we fall into, it's a very fine machloikis. When does it become Oisdov Hashem Iskabel? When does it become a psikreisha? Does a pleher a psikreisha? You need tak 100% it's going to be like that. If it won't be like that, lecher, it's not a psikreisha. But the gufa was the machloikis. That's how the Marsho wants to say pshat. It's korib to be a psikreisha. Or perhaps we could say that really it matters how you open the door. The same Leitrashi. I mean, perhaps that would be better. Rav held, Zich, if you open the door gently, perhaps nothing will happen. But Samazay, to give a blank check, the one is permitted to open a door and close the door without giving directions. So the Zicher, that Zicher could be, he could Zicher sometimes do a pu'ula, that Zicher apsikreisha. That means using X amount of force to open the door, that'll zicha be mechaber the nair. That's why Rav asked that we can never be magdil. That was his taina. The Ritva wants to say that the machloikis, the bereis in Rav, is gor alom deshe machloikis, not in hilchas psikreisha. Is it a psikreisha? That's a bichayish for a psikreisha. So the machloikis was as follows. That the emes in afilu will be mechaber the ner, so it is only an iser darabono, because we paskin like Rav Shimon that a malach shein tzricha legufa is potter. Kibui is a malach shein tzricha legufa. He doesn't need the pchomim. That was the malach that was in the Mishkan. He doesn't need the pchomim. So it's a malach shein tzricha legufa, which is a iser darabono. That was the machloikis, the beraisa in Rav. The beraisa held that a psikreisha in a malachi derabonon is mutter. And Rav held that a psikreisha in a malachi derabonon is also. It's very interesting that the Ritva makes this the machloikis Rav and the Bereise, because Be'emesin, we had mentioned once that this is in Yesod Lahalocha, machloikis the Magnevrom and the Trumas Adeshin. The Trumas Adeshin holds a psikreisha in Isser derabonon is mutter. And the Magen Avraham says that this is also. And the way the Ritva puts it, it comes out it was a machloikis between the Bereise and Rav. Perhaps we could say, according to the Trumas Adeshin, that Bemison here, this Gemara is a kasha on the Trumas Adeshin. What is the svar of Rav? Could be that a meloche shein tzricha legufe could be better than a stam derabonon. We had mentioned before that just like they make gzeiris duma osa lechabes, it doesn't fall into the category of gzeir legzeiris, since this is a malocha d'iraisa. So perhaps it could be a malocha shein tzricha legufe, it's a tutzach be'etzem a malocha d'iraisa, no, there's no kavonis, so it could be this is worse than a normal darabon. But al kaponim, that is how the Ritva explains pshat in the machloikis, Rav and the Bereise. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, ki Rabbi Yehuda, Domba Dova, Shem Iskaven Osa, Bepsik Reishe, Vohochinami, Horuach Mechabeyu. So here Rashi was Megalad Das, that the Shiloh over here is the Ruach, and the Rivosh is Pshat Rashi, we're speaking about the Ruach that the Psyche Nilus Hadeles makes. Let us see Taisvis. Paiseyach v'noyel kedalka. So Taisvis does not learn the way we said Pshad according to Rashi, that there is a Neir in the room, and the Psyche Nilus Hadeles might, the Ruach Habo Yedei HaPsyche Nila might be Mechaber the Neir. Now Taisvis learns that ner she'achile hadeles means as follows: that there was a ner that was attached to the delis on the other, on the back side of the delis, on the inside of the house, there was a ner attached to the delis. So memele by opening the door, so the ner moves, the shemen shebener moves. Afal pisha yedei kein misnadnei taner o misrache ka shemen mina shalheves oi miskave ave mechabe oi mavir. So Taisus learns gor an andere pshat. that it is speaking about that the, since the ner is attached to the door, so the movement of the door will make the shemen shake. So either it'll be either mechaber or maver. That's a Tosis Lenstra. Aval ein leforish mishum kibui de ruach. Kibui de ruach. Tachoyrei hadeles leke ruach. Behind the delus is no ruach. Now Tosis learned that ruach means not the ruach that the door is creating. No, the ruach is coming in. The ruach is coming in from the outside. So achayre yadelus lachayre is no ruach. Va'oid dimkein havale lemeima poiseach odom delus kineged haner. Kedekom al besamoch kineged hamedure. So memel the loshen of the gemara ner achayre delus what ever says given that there is mechubel to the delus. If you will say that we're speaking about the ruach, so good, when he opens up the door, so the ruach comes in. But what is the problem of shutting the door? So on this kasha, the Rivosh answers that we're not speaking about a ruach that is entering the house, we are speaking about a ruach that he creates by moving the door. Elke de frisha. So Tosfos learns that the ner is mechuber to the delus, to the achirei delus, and the movement of the delus shakes the shemen, so there's either a shail of kibui or havoret. If it is mechuber to the delus, so when he opens the door, he's being metaltal the ner. So lechire, there's a shail of tiltal mukze. So Taisa says, vilav mishum kibui vahavoret, Mishum tiltol ain lesser. Als tiltol, there's no shaila. The beneilas delas loichoshev tiltol. By shutting the door or opening the door, that is not tiltol. Bachsach mea. Taisus means to say, because this is considered tiltol minatzad, l'tzeirich dover amutter. That he's metaltol, since he's not metaltol behedya than there, the whole tiltol is ayudei tiltol adelas. And it's doing it, l'tzeirich davar amuta, l'tzeirich psichas adeles, anilas adeles, that is l'choshev tiltol, that is not considered a tiltol di yisura. That is what Taisus means to say. Now, Taisus says, good, so that's als the tiltol of the ne'er. But why doesn't the delus itself become osar betiltol alis, because it is a bosses to the ne'er? So Taisus says, v'gam lo'i havi bosses l'davar ha'osar, the bayis choshevu ubotel agav bayis. So Taisa says a very long deshevot. In Hilchis bosses, you look to the iker tashmish of the dover that's holding the muktzeh. That lemaise, this delis is being mishamish the bayis. And the delis is being mishamish the ner. So Taisa says, so the Iker Shimush is the Shimush to the bias. The Gedder of Bosses is it's a bittle to the Muktzeh that is on it. So the bias is more Choshev than the Ner. Ubotel Agav Bayis. So it does not become Hastis, does not become a Bosses. This is, according to this, is a Gevaldike Kule. If a person has, raw food in their freezer that's not roi lachila and it's on the freezer door, so kaponim is allowed to open and shut it because it doesn't become a bosses because the ikar is it's bottled to the freezer. The shimush of adelas. Inami, but it seems Taisvis is not too sure about this yesod, so Taisvis says that if there is a problem of bosses, we'll say it is speaking about shochach loyhavi bosses. It's speaking about that it's shochach. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda, poiseach odom deles, kineged medure b'shabes. A person is permitted to be poiseach adeles, kineged medure b'shabes. Now here there's a shayla of what, by opening up the door, keneged medure, and letting the air enter, he's being melabe the eish. So it's a shayla of mavir. Ba'af al pikein, Rabbi Yehuda is matir. Layit alo abaya. So the Gemara asked, what's the problem over here? But my askino, ilayim beruach mitzuye, if it is speaking about the zaruach mitzuye, my time at the manda osa. A ruach mitzuye will not enhance the fire. Its burning will continue burning. But a ruach mitzuye that normally blows, will not make it burn better. I beruach she'ein mitzuye, but it's speaking about a ruach she'ein mitzuye. Ruach she'ein mitzuye, take will make that the fire will get larger. Is my time at the manda shori? So the Gemara says, lo'ilom beruach mitzuye. It is speaking about a ruach mitzuye. Mar sova gazrinin, or mar sova loy gazrinin. The shaila is, what they goyza. Zogt Rashi, keneged amedure, v'af al pi she ruach min ha-shebes, or mavi ha-ur, even though the wind is blowing, and the fire will get larger. My time is the man da osa, ein derech lahavir beruach mitzuye. And if it's a ruach she'ein mitzuyah, so tzicher also, so how could one be matter? So shaila is if they were goyza. So poshet pshat is, the machlokes is as follows, that if you'll be matter to open it up when there's a ruach mitzuyah blowing outside, so people be ruggled to open it up. So he'll open it up on the Zerur Sheinim Mitzuyah outside. That means he won't chap. He knows you open up the door. So he'll also open up the door when a Ruach Sheinim Mitzuyah is blowing. And a Ruach Sheinim Mitzuyah is Dichra Psik Reisha, that'll be Mavir. That is how you learn Poshep Shad. In Shulchan Aruch, Harav, Simen Reisha Ayin Zayin, he says a little differently. He says, "Osa lepoischa, shema yaschil lenasheif miyad sheyaschil liftoya." That the iser to open it up is not that a geyser will be permitted to open it up with a ruach metzuyah. He might open it up when a ruach sheinim metzuyah is blowing, and he won't be masig adaita that here he's being mavir the age. No, they answered it. Shemo yaschil nashiv miyad sheyaschil liftoya. That means one can never be assured what the next minute is going to bring. So memele, even though now there's only blowing a ruach mitzuyah, maybe as soon as he opens it up, a ruach she'enei mitzuyah will start blowing. And the Kuntas Achen says, the loigora mishar sveika diereise. So that means that though they answered it, I says you shouldn't be allowed to open it up because maybe a ruach she'ena mitzuyah will come. It is very interesting to give this a gather of a sofik d'iraisa. L'chayre, if it is ena mitzuyah to come, so l'chayre, it's something that only occurs, the Rav HaMagid in Hilchas Niskei Momen says, a ruach mitzuyeh, a ruach she'ena mitzuyeh, she'ein ha'oilam misnaig ba'tomit, ela lef'omim, af ha'pishi bo be'itim harbe. A ruach she'ena mitzuyeh, it can come, but it comes lef'omim, af ha'pishi bo be'itim harbe. So in Hilchis Niskei Momen, I mean, the loch is, eish is potter by a ruach she'ena mitzuyeh. Here we're saying in Hilchas Erechayim, al kaponim, it seems there was a machloikis, Abaye and Rav Yehuda. Abaye held that since al kaponim it's a miyot hamotzui, or it's the way the Rav HaMagid says, that it's shebo be'itim harbe, it's something that one should think about. So al kaponim, he says, one is not permitted to open a door, keneged amedure, because could be now, while he's opening the door, a ruach she'ena mitzuyah will come. Mar sove gazrina. Hilkach tzoyzuk teisviz, hilkach tzoyich li zoyer, sheloi liftoyach adeles, lifnei hamedure, afilu beruach mitzuyah, even though now ruach mitzuyah is blowing. Do layit alo abay, vava basro. Vahani mili, ksha medure, ktsas kroi ve'etzel adeles. But there has to be, should be pretty close to the delis, that memela, that the ruach can affect it. Zok the Gemara weiter. Oisin mechitze, we have in the Mishnah a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. That Rabbi Yossi said that one is not permitted to make a mechitze of a kli cheres chadosh, that it's going to, since it's going to split, and the water will be mechabedeish. Le memre, the Rabbanan sovri gram kibui muta. The Rabbi Yossi sovri gram kibui yosa, that's lechere the machlokes. Bo ipre shamine lu, the sanye. So, but in other words, let us say the other words, that Rabbi Yossi is more machmer than the Chacham. God, the machlokes is, the Chachamim hold that Gram Kibbe is mut, and Rabbi Yossi holds that it's also, and Rabbi Yossi is the machmer. For if cheshaminelu, the sanye, ois and mechitze, bekelim, reikonim, ubemaleim, she'ein darkon lihishtaber, one is only permitted to make a mechitza with kelim meleim shein darkom lishtaber ve'elu meleim shein darkom lishtaber klimatches. So according to the Tanakhame, one is only permitted to use a klimatches for a mechitza. Rabbi Yossi yoimer af kli kvar shichim ukli kvar chananye ein darkom lishtaber. Rabbi Yossi is make, you don't need dafka klimatches. This was a certain type of a klicheres that came from these places, Kvar Shichen and Kvar Hananye. It is a very strong klicheres. Yossi is meikel over the Tanakhame. And in our Mishnah we see that Rabbi Yossi is machma. So Betzim, it's a very modern kashe. I mean, it's let us see Tosfos. For Ipche Shaminalu, Lav Davke Ipche. Rabbi Yossi, the Beraisa have a Kamoid Masnissen, verkehrt. Rabbi Yossi is consistent. The also Dalke Lehishtaber. Now he just said that something that comes from Kvar Shichen is ain't Dalke Lehishtaber. Allahainu Ibche, the Gemara's Kasha is the Masnissen, Machme Rabbi Yossi Tvei, mit der Rabbona, the Beraisa make all Tvei. That was Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. Sagt die Gemara, Bechi Teime, Eipoch, Masnissen. Rabbi, may we say Eipoch, Masnissen. Rabbi will say Eipoch, Masnissen. That Rabbi Yossi holds Gram Kibui is Mutter. The Chachamim hold Gram Kibui is also. So therefore they ask the Klicheres Chadosh. I what is Pshat in the Bereise, that the Bereise, Rabbi Yossi was only Mater. From Kvar Shichin, Kvar Hananye, Rabbi Yossi de Breisel, de Vreim Koma. Rabbi Yossi de Breisel, Sengle, de Vreim de Chachom. That you hold that what at Gram Kibui is also, but if it's ain't Darkel Ishtabe, it's Mutas. I'm telling you, ain't Darkel Ishtabe, you don't need Klimatris. Who at then offer from Kvar Shichin and Kvar Hananye should also be Mutas. So the Gemara says, "Emi motzis afchislo." Could you then be mahapach the Mishnah? For Oma Rabbe bar Tachlifa Mishmei de Rav, Mantane Gram Kibui Osa Rabbi Yossi. So we see klar the Rabbe bar Tachlifa said that Rabbi Yossi holds Gram Kibui is Osa. So Memela, so we can't be mahapach the Mishnah. So we can't be mahapach the Mishnah, so we're back to where we started. That in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi is the machmer, and in the Baraisa, Rabbi Yossi is the maker. Let us see. Let us see the two Tosfos. V'chiteima epoch masnis. V'imteima, frek Tosfos, mikol mokim afili, you'll be mahapach the Mishnah. Mikomakim tikshe, the masnisen loy osi rabbonon elo cheres chodosh. If the rabbonon hold gram kibbe yizosa, they only asked cheres chodosh. Or the beraisa osri afilu yoshon midinokit klimatches. They said only klimatches is mutter. The yishleime the nokit beraisa klimatches, mishum dein chilik ben bein chadoshim li yishon. Who are the Kli Cheres Yoshan is also Mutter according to the Chachamim, So there's no stira between the Chachomim of the Bereis and the Chachomim of the Mishnah will be made. Right? The Gemara for Omar Rabbah, but you cannot be Mahapach the Mishnah, because Rabbi Yossi had said, because Rabbi had said that Rabbi Yossi holds Gram Kibui is also. Vim Toima, Fekhtach Toises, what is the problem? Vamai loy Mapach Bereis. Chakel, Rabbi Yossi is Machma. Rabbi Yossi holds Gram Kibui is also. So let us be Mahapach the Bereise. We'll say that Rabbi Yossi holds Davke Kli Matres is Mutter. The Tvei Yislon Lafuchim Masnissen. That number one, it's preferable to be Mahapach a Bereise than a Mishnah, because the Mishnah is more Meduyik. And number two, Vavosi Nam Yishapiro the Rabbi Batachlife. So Rabbi Batachlife said that Rabbi Yossi is Machman Yolz Gram Kibbe Yezos. So that's true. We'll be Mahapach the Bereise. Rabbi Yossi is Machman Yolz only Kli Matches Amut. The name Ay Lechayre will have a stir in the Rabbonon. Here the Rabbonon hold Gram Kibbe Yez Mutter, and here the Rabbonon hold that Tavke Kva Shichem Kva Hanan Yez Mutter, but why is Gram Kibbe Yezos? The Neimer will say the Rabbon and Ledivri Rabbi Yossi Komri. That they're saying Ledivri Rabbi Yossi. The Inu Shori, Af Bekli Cheres Chodesh. They themselves hold Tamuzay Gram Kibu Yizmuta. But they're saying the Dvor of the Rabbi Yossi Al Kaponim, you should be made by Ofa from Kvach Ananya. Yeshloime the Talmud Leikoma Elo. Tafilu Mapich Masnissen Leosi Shaper. Hello, alkochach bereise is on a trutzi. That's what the Gemara means. That if by being mahapach the Mishnah everything will be solved, some meila, so good we be mahapach the Mishnah. But if you can't be mahapach the Mishnah, hello, alkochach bereise on is on a trutzi. You have to be mesaken the bereise. The kiven dasin alochim letzorich lafuki lamei mechsuri mechsere. That's all what the Gemara wanted to prove. That if you could be mahapach the Mishnah meila. But since I proved to you that you can't be Mapach the Mishnah because Rabbi had said that Rabbi Yossi holds Gram Kibui is also some Mela, so you have to fix up the Bereisa, and fixing up the Bereisa, the Gemara is a better Eitzah fixing up the Bereisa than being Mapach the Bereisa. Yeah, El Loilam Loisaper. So let's go back now to the Gemara. Loilam Loisaper. You do not have to be Mapach the Bereisa. Ubereise kula Rabbi Yossi. The Bereise is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Vachasuri mechsere. Vahochi ktoni. Oisin mechitze bekeilem reikonim. Ube meleim she'ein darkon lishtabe. Ve'eilu ein keilen she'ein darkon lishtabe. Kli matris ukli kvar shichin ukli kvar chananye nami ein darkon lishtabe. So we said the Sherabi Yosi Yoimav Klik Vashich and the Klik Vachananya in Darkam Lishtab. So Mameila, that is the Maskonis Agamora that the Bereise is Kuli Rabbi Yosi, and he's Moisiv that not only Kli Matris Vashich is also Mutter. Al Koponim, the vial we hold that we're back the member of Rabbi that Rabbi Yosi holds Gram Kibui is. Also, and the Chomem hold Gram Kibbe Yizmut. Fragt die Gemara, Veromi, der Rabbonon, Ader Rabbonon, Veromi, der Rabbi Yossi, Ader Rabbi Yossi, Desanye. Harei, Shoho, Yoshein, Kosov, Loi, Al Psoroi. If a person had a Shem, one of the Shem, Meshein, in the Mchokis, were written on his Boso, Harei ze lo yilchaitz, v'lo yisoich, v'lo yamayt, b'mokim ati noifes. Nizdam ni lo yitvilo shel mitzvah, what if he became mechuyiv in tvile? Koyrech oleh gemi v'yoyret v'toivul. So the Gemara learned pshat, so what does he do? If he has to toivul himself, he's going to toivul himself, so the shem that is written al psori will become nimchak. So koyrech and then he tables himself with a gemi around the ship. Rabbi Yossi Oimer La'olam Yoyred V'Toivul Kedalkoi. He doesn't have to put a gemi. Ubilvad Shelo Yishavshe. So Memela, what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? So Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha is, so we have here a stira between, we have a stira in Rabbi Yossi, and a stira in the Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi holds he's permitted to toivel himself. So why? Because it's gram mechike. The Chachamim holds he's also to toivel himself, unless he puts a gemi around it, and the gemi will ensure that it won't become nimchak, so they hold gram mechik is also. So we see there's a machlokes in grame between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, but it's mamish v'nahapachu. Rabbi Yossi is the meikel, and the Chachamim are the machmirim. So the Gemara answers, here the Rishonim asked the kasha, we had mentioned in the beginning of the shiur, that there's a chilik between gram kibui and kirov kibui. That gram kibui is mutter, but kirov kibui, we said to take a keli with water in it and to put it underneath eish, that should be mekabel nitzaitzitz, that is called kirov kibui, and this is also afilu according to the man yom holds gram kibui is mutter. So the Rishonim ask here akashe, when he's tabling himself, this is not gram mechike, this is mamish kirov mechike. He's putting his hands in the water. He's putting his goof in the water, so it'll be a mechikas Hashem. So the Rishonim say here it is not vadai sheyimcha. Just like we mentioned before, that the chiluk between gram and kirov is, kirov means will vadai become niskabe, and gram means there's a possibility it won't become niskabe. See, it's also not a vade. It could be, if he won't be mishavshiv, that it won't become nimchak. Yeah, al koponim, we have here astire, the rabbonon and rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, asking a kasha on rabbi Yossi, that rabbi Yossi was mata, shani hosom the omakro, the batam eshimom minamoke mahu, he says, the whole Iser of Mechikas Hashem is, it says, Loisasun kein l'Hashem alakeichem, we should not make a Ibud Hashem. That is the Iser of Mechikas. Asiya hu diyosah, Grom is shari, the Torah only asked Asiya, but Grom is mutter. So Mamele, so this is a special din in Mechikas Hashem, that Grom is mutter. I hochi, in fact, the Gemara, if you're medayik psukim, hochi namiksit, Loisaseh, Kol meloche, that by all meloches, only the asiyah is osa. Asiyah the osa, grom is shari. No, so if you're medayik psukim, so it's weite schwer. So what is the svar of Rabbi Yossi? Here, why did Rabbi Yossi aser gram kibbut? So the Gemara says now a new svar. The emison Rabbi Yossi holds gram kibbut is also mutter min atay. You're right? Because only Yasi is also. Now, mitoich she'odom bohul al-momoynoi, yishoris lei osi lechabuye. That if you'll be mat, he says, the rabbonon, minatoich et take muta, all grom is a muta. No, yishoris lei osi lechabuye, if you'll be matar kibui, so memele, he might come and be mechabe be yadayim, so therefore, so Mamela, so it's good. So we fa'emfeld the steer in Rabbi Yossi. He says, Mina Teire, Grom is Zicha Mutter. Grom is not called an Asiya. And why did Rabbi Yossi answer it? Why did Rabbi Yossi answer it? Because Yishor is like Osir Lechabuy. Abor by Mechike, so Mamela, there's no Osir Lechabuy, so Mamela, there's no gzeira, so mamele, it's mutter, afilo mi darabono. Frag the Gemara, I hochi kashe darabono na darabono. So the hochi is a bissel modne. Let us see Taisvis. I hochi kashe darabono na darabono. Belav hochi have a kashe darabono na darabono. I mean, this is not, the kashe is tamazai. Here, darabono hold gram mechike is osa, and by the Mishnah they hold, Ram kibui is muta, ala mishum bahash te porich mikolshkin komari hochi. The Gemara wants to frag a kolshkin, faker afilu by kibui. That there is a svore, that in Shogis Le Osi Lechabuye, Afilu Hochi, they were matter, Sabad Givis, they should be matter by grammar hike. Uma Osam the ball, the Odom ball, Alma Moine Shori, Hochi Le Kolschkein. Yeah. Fragt die Gemorre mit Tisbere. So, he says, how do you understand this? You understand that the Tam, the Rabbonon, Aselt, the Tam, the Rabbonon said, that Nizdam Neloi Tvilo Shal Mitzvah Koir Hole Gemi V'yered V'Toybel, you understood that the reason of the Yisr is because it shouldn't become Nimchak, that's how you understood. It shouldn't become nimchak. Therefore, keirich ale gemi v'yeret v'toyvu. V'tizber aleshi, the way you're learning pshat and the chachomim, hay gemi heichidon. Ide mahadik, if the gemi is tight. So that means that the water can get to the shem. So then there's a dehava chatzitze. Some amelitz a chatzitze. Iloi mahadik, so how does the tvila help? It's chaitze. Eloi mahadik, aili beimaye. So memele, so with this kasha the Gemara wants to prove, that Yistamazai learning wrong pshat in the Chacham. Frek the Gemara, chatzitze, what are you saying, it's a chatzitze? What's Yistamazai a kasha? Teipik lei mishum dioi. So what is pshat in the Gemara's kasha? I mean, afrektach good. Afrektach, how does the tvila work? If it's a chetzitze, if it's mahudik, so mamel it's a chetzitze. If it's not mahudik, so there's a mechikas Hashem. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Chetzitze, typically mishum diyoy. So the Ritva explains that the Chodesh Av is a bissel mamtik, that the Gemara held like this. That really, till now we had learned pshat, that it's mahudik. It is a problem of chetzitze. So he learned this is considered a miyut sheinei makpid. That's considered a miyut sheinei makpid. Or the Chodesh Av wants to say that there's a lomdus of Arya the Revi'olei. That means since the halacha is mechayev, that I have to have a gemi around the Shem, because also biyosas mechikas Hashem, so therefore that doesn't give it a teres chetzitze. That means it has to be covered. But if you're asking such a kasha, you don't hold of this diktayah. So let me ask you, stamazay a kasha. So let the diyoy alone be a chetzitze. So he says, diyoy doesn't bother me. Belache. Desanya hadam vahadyoy vahadvash vahacholov yeveshim chaytzitzim lachim en chaytzitzim. Aber mikol mokim kasha. So the Gemara says, the diyoy doesn't bother me. But the chetzitze bothers me. So he says the makshin held that he didn't hold this lomda that it's a miyut sheinei makpid. Or Arya the Revi Olei makes it ois chetzitze. So yes, Ebezoi is doch schwer. So what's tamazoi pshat in this gem? Mikol mokim kashin. Elo oma rove barav shile haino tamayu de rabonon de kosovri osa lamoid bifnei Hashem ol. That the time of the Chachomim is not Alts Mechikas Hashem. Alts Mechikas Hashem, you're right. Just like they hold that Gram Kibui is Mutter, so this is Gram Mechikas, it's also Mutter. Now the reason that they say you should put a Gemi, the Gemi is God's an under time. The Gemi is that it's also Lami Bifnei Hashem Orum. So how do you make the Gemi? You make the Gemi Taka loose. And it's no chetzitze, and the purpose of the gemi is to be mechasa the Shem v'shas his own. So that's pshat the chachomim. So v'kel, there's no problem of mechikas Hashem, and you need the gemi out this isa. Frag the Gemara, is that the lomdis mechlal de Rabbi Yosi sover muter lamed bifnei Hashem or? So what's the svar of Rabbi Yosi? The tzicher osel, v'yemach necha kodesh le'irav er bezdover. So the Gemara says the monach yodei lave. No, We're speaking about, according to Rabbi Yossi, we're speaking about that when he's zicher, when he gets undressed, so he's meniach yodo al gabi v'shem, so memela, so there's no isra bor. Frek the gamore, no, if that's the svar of Rabbi Yossi, le rabbono nami de monach yodo ilave. So according to the rabbono, you also have this eitze. So memela, so what's the svar? Why do you need a gemi? So the Gemara, the Mishtali Vishokile. So Moses says, yeah, good. But he might forget, and he might take off his hand. And when he'll take off his hand, so Mamele, so weiter, there'll be a Bezoyin Hashem. Correct the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Nami Zimn in the Mishtali Vishokile. So he says, Manish, so what's the Svara of Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, no, the Machlokes is as follows. Elo Ide Ike Gemi Hochinami. If there's a gemi around, everyone is moide that one has to put on a gemi in order he should not be mevaza de shem when he's olam. That everyone is moide. That zicha hanochas yodov is not an eitze because the zimn in the mishtali. Abahochi b'maya skinan la aduri agemi. The shaila is if one doesn't have a gemi in front of him, is he mechuyev to get a gemi, to search for a gemi? What is the machlekes? The machlekes is as follows. Rabbonon sovri tvilo bismano lav mitzvah umahadrina. That means if this man tvila falls out today, and he doesn't have a gemi, some mele, so the chachamim holds, you know what you'll do, you'll wait till tomorrow, you'll wait till you find a gemi. There's no inyan of tvilo bismano mitzvah. So mele, since the shmire of Hanochas Yodov is not a shmire berure, so memele, you don't table yourself today. You wait till you get a gemi. Rabbi Yossi sova tvilo bismana mitzvah le madrinon. Rabbi Yossi holds tvilo bismana mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah de reise to table yourself. So memele, if he doesn't have a gemi, so we'll hope for the best. So we'll cover the shem biyodov and faltik. And we're not mevatel the tvila because of the chash dilme ishtali. Bekeveget zeichen zu a very geschmacke trumes hadeshen. The trumes hadeshen asks a kasha. Here we see that the be'etze me'iker adin is an eitzet to cover the shem with yodov. So he brings down the tfakant, the rabbeinu tam, when he was in the beis ha-melchitz, he never covered his, and he wanted to drink something, he used to say they should bring him a kapel. He would not cover his head with his hand, because a goof can't be mechas himself. So Memelin here it says that you could use a kisi a goof. So the Tumas Adesh says there, a very geshmak is for it. He says there you have to be mechas the goof, you have to cover the head. So you can't cover yourself with yourself. Here he's not mechaser the goof, he's mechaser the shem. The shem is mechuser take. He can be mechaser the shem begufoy. He can be mechaser gufoy begufoy. That's the svar of the Rabbeinu Tam. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi asay, Kairachol of Gemi, kasal kadai fachashtik deishali yimochi kas Hashem b'mai. Alme l'rabon gram mechakosol, Rabbi Yossi shori. Bovachlo yeshavshev, tava moichik biyodai, betizbere. Dahochi gemi, datsuchu rabbonu, mishim shlo yemochiku. The how could you say that the purpose of the gemi is to prevent mechika? Hai gemi echidomi loginol. Ida mahadech shlo yichnesu boi mayim viyemochik, sif it's tai, tavi chatzitze. Vida loy mahadech lipsoroi, aile bei mayi, veni meigim milimchik. So if Gram Mechik is Asa, it's also be Asa. So the Gemara says, Tepiklai Mishim Diyoi, Buloi Gemi Nami Chai, it's Diyoi. Mishani Belache. Als the Diyoi, it is La, Mikovakim Kashe Gemi Lerabon on Lomelu. If they hold Gram Mechik is Mutter, like Ram Kibi. Mechal the Rabbi Yossi, bit me, Boksiv Lo Yiro, Bocha Elvas Dova. Eliike Gemi Yochi Nami, the Moide Rabbi Yossi, the Sachrich Chol of Gemi. Leisagi leilanuche yodavolav dilme mishtali v'shokalele yodem. Shaila is tefila bismana mitzvah. D'chsiv oyel efnais erev yirchatz b'mayim. So memelus, according to the chachomim, you have to go and according to the chachomim, according to Rabbi Yossi, there's a mitzvah.
They hold lav mitzvah, v'ilay mashkech gem yidna l'shtayid l'mocha. L'man d'ama lav mitzvah, k'ra'it z'tayvik k'mash malon. That we says, v'hoye lifnei se'ariv yichet v'mayet, and it's z'tayvik, k'day she'yariv shimshay b'yoyim la'achat tvile. She'im, that there should be harav shemesh after the tvile. She'im yamtin litva l'adalayla, l'yeh l'yariv shemesh ad l'ilamochos.